whoa, what happened there? All right. That was a little awkward right there for a second there. Come on. We're going to get it together. This is WineCellarMedia.com.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Maybe. It's possible.
Father Teresa's Wine Cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
And over there on the Facebooks Live, this is a late morning wine cellar, folks. A late morning wine cellar, all right? And there is, Jesus, that was fast. There's Hotep Mike. There's Bonita Lanique, Moy Bonita. There's Brit Loco from old Brit Blog. Ruth Ann, Tara Loco. Oh, man, a bunch of niggas is ready for Target Tammy. Jesus Christ. This Facebook's Live is coming from my personal Facebook page, not from the WineCellarMedia.com. Go ahead and make things reasonable here. All right, so this is not the usual. The high-definition audio will be on the podcast posted. Most likely 6:30 a.m. will be the podcast audio. And the YouTube, I upload right after I'm done recording, which is also the high definition. All right, so let's get that started as well on the 3, the 2, and the 1. And we're all having a good time. All right, so folks know how I am about these things, right? I don't like when they get these nicknames, Permit, Patty, and all, you know, all these names. Like, give me the person's real name. Let's document who it is and know who they really are, right? But for now, I'll play along with it with Target Tammy, who and this is coming off of what I understand to be a relatively right-wing news outlet, the Daily Mail, out there in the United Kingdom, UK folks. And the Daily Mail, they have a weird way of doing their thing. The Daily Mail, they like put up a huge bold headline, and then they follow it with the whole story in bold bullet points, followed by a video, large pictures, and then an article if you should so choose to read it. Like, the article is the least bold part of the article when it comes to the Daily Mail. Alright, that's just not their thing. Their thing is bullet points and pictures, and typically a video clip if available. Right, so apparently some folks were in Target and they got called trained liars and accused of talking about sex in public. And I can't seem to keep that laptop battery plugged in. And the bus they got, they're in Nashville, Tennessee. Homie Loco has on a NASA t-shirt, and apparently they were talking about Eartha Kitt in a 1992 film titled Boomerang. I remember that film, and to my understanding, Eartha Kitt was a Batman character in one of the old Batman films, and Phoenix Kalita's a pretty big fan of Eartha Kitt. I don't know much about the individual. All right, so let's hop right to it, and then I'm going to get to some a little bit of sex workers' rights and a little bit of Trans Lives Matter, right? So, folks here, everybody is really going to be getting audio from the video, and it's outstanding. Everyone has a good time.
We were having a conversation.
What did we say?
This will be included.
Exactly. What did we say?
No, I'll just say this.
Please repeat what we said.
What did you say? You were talking about sex in public.
What? I said, please repeat what we said. She said, you were talking about sex in public, which apparently white women in Tennessee do not tolerate. You do not talk about sex in public. All right? You keep that nasty, dirty Negro talk to yourself.
Exactly. Please repeat what we said.
What did you say? You were talking about sex in public.
What exactly did we say? What exactly did we say?
Because that's how you acted.
What exactly did we say?
I mean, that's what you're
doing. That's what you screamed out loud. I said, that you were having sex in public.
No, that is not what we said.
Where is your...
All right. You screamed out loud about having sex in public. And, of course, she has the telephone up. Homegirl with the afro ponytail is tired of this already.
Hearing aid today, honey. Because you're not hearing real good.
I said, Tara, try this on because this is like something Earthy said. I don't want to be compared to Earthy Kid because she had sex.
I just understand
sex.
This is what you guys
that's
do.
What I'm asking you.
So, okay. So she said... She was talking about Eartha Kitt. I want to be compared to Eartha Kitt because she had sex. And I don't know, where's that sentence going? Let's see.
But you guys,
that's
do.
What I'm asking. That's what I'm asking.
What this woman any longer, please. I want us to stop
okay,
engaging
well, come
with this
on.
Woman.
Let's stop. Let's
all right, homegirl with the afro ponytail. Yo, I want to stop engaging with this woman, please.
Yes, let's stop engaging with her, please.
That's
thank you.
That's very clear.
I understand. Yeah, and then she just straight turned her back on her and then kept going on with her smart device. No eye contact. Fuck off.
I understand you're an abuser. I understand you're abusive.
Stop
I understand you're abusive and you make up lies on the spot. I understand that you're abusive.
She's calling them abusive. Like, she is all up in their shit. Wait, so let me take a look here.
I understand you're an abuser.
Because it looks like she's standing next to a shopping cart facing the other way. She could just turn back to her shopping cart and go back to life, but she needs to accuse these Negroes of talking about sex and being abusive. All right? Which are things that they are indeed doing. These are the facts.
Let's stop engaging with her, please. Let's stop.
Thank you.
That's
very clear.
I understand you're an abuser. I understand you're abusive.
Stop
I understand you're abusive and you make up lies on the spot.
I understand that you're ignorant. Don't call me abusive.
Keep telling me. I'm ignorant. Keep telling me. Name call me.
Said call. Name call me. Tell me I'm ignorant. Ignorant is not a name. That's not name calling. That's an accurate description. All right. You're not being name called if you are called ignorant. All right, Jesus Christ. And apparently they're abusers.
I'm going to write, should I write it down? All the negative things that you guys said about me already in our interaction? Personal attacks. I didn't realize that personal attacks were normal.
All right, so being called ignorant, she is getting personally attacked. And she might have to write it down and document this. Like, again, target Tammy for now, but I want this nigga's real name.
I also didn't realize that talking about sex in public was normal. I didn't realize all these things.
All right, so apparently this person of whom is clearly my age or older had no idea that anybody, anywhere, talked about sex in public. I mean, her president, but whatever.
Stop talking to him.
Stop talking to this lady.
Now she's just standing there staring at her. She doesn't know what to say because they're not talking to her. They're talking about her as if she's not there and just saying, talking to this lady. I'm going to link the video with this post so that folks can see. This is outstanding.
It's okay, I know you're trained online.
So now she's realized that they are trained liars by the Institute of Lying Negroes. I'm not sure. There's Laura Loco posted up in the joint. You can check this shit out, man. And the high definition audio and video will be up on the YouTubes. This is just the Facebooks Live as I record it.
I want them to move on. Good job.
No, yes,
we are together.
You're perfect for the court system. You guys should all go to court.
But now we're perfect for the court system.
Because they're trained liars. They're perfect for the court system. So you can tell that she comes from that ideology of everything is just too litigious these days. Everybody's filing lawsuits all the time. Uh-huh. Perfect for the court system.
Because you're trained liars.
We asked her to move. We said, please leave. And then she attacked
us. All right, now an employee is intervening. And keep in mind, so the camera backed up. Her car is facing another way. She chose to stop what she was doing and fuck with them. And now a staff member is getting involved.
We said, please leave. And then she attacked him.
Because I'm not allowed to do that. But they're allowed to voice their opinion to me. So you're allowed to speak over
the
aisle.
She's called us abusers.
She said
we're perfect.
Homegirl with the Afro ponytail is done. Stop. Like she did, you could tell the camera's on her face, but you could tell she did the frustrated left foot stomp. Whether you're left-handed or right-handed, you do the frustrated left foot stomp. You know you do it, and I know she did it. Stop.
For the court system, when you call somebody ignorant in public, you are abusive.
She just expressed that she is very angry that they called her ignorant in public. Ah, shit, what the fuck just happened there? There we go.
Perfect for the court system.
When you call somebody ignorant in public, you are abusive.
All right, when you call somebody ignorant in public, you are abusive.
I don't care what you think I'm acting like. You're talking about...
Now she's yelling.
Yeah, I know. You got me exactly where you wanted me to.
Now she's... Okay, so she's yelling and saying, you got me where you wanted me to, but she's the one who stopped her motherfucking cart to fuck with them. But they got her there. Outstanding.
We've asked her to move along. Leave us alone. Yeah, no, because I was looking at her.
And then it wraps up there. That's where it's in the can at the end right there. Ah, man. Dig it. I dig it. All right. I'm going to go ahead and link that video with the web post and with the YouTube. And I'll link it in the comments section here. I'll actually go ahead and do that right now. Doobadoop. Share this video. I just want to copy link. I don't want to do all that funky stuff, Pinterest and whatnot. And there's Hotep Mike and said that word, abusive, it does not mean what she thinks it means. They were abusing her. They hit her with words. Okay. They were Negroes. So their wide noses were breathing up all the last oxygen left. When we know climate change is coming and the rainforest are being cut down. So that's not fair. They're taking all the oxygen, right? Okay. We're running out of water. Nestle's bottling it all up and selling it. Fracking is destroying water. And with their big Negro butts, they're just storing it all. That's why Negroes have big butts. I don't know if you knew that. These are the facts. Fact-based facts. All right. Checking my decibels. Everything's outstanding. We're all having a good time. All right. Let me bring this down over here. And we're good money. There we are, matey. All right. So, Human Rights Campaign, which they always have these updates, but I'll never forget, like, around 2012 when, word around the campfire was Human Rights Campaign was very anti- trans woman, but apparently like they are trying to reverse that, and right now they're covering the story of a dead black trans woman named Tidy, fatally shot in Baltimore November 26th. The police fellers found Tidy unconscious on the street after neighbors reported the shooting, according to a news outlet, the Washington Blade. I think I actually want to just go ahead and switch over to the Washington Blade from Human Rights Campaign. And the Washington Blade, they brand themselves as America's LGBT news source. All right. No, excuse me. All right. So the police spokesperson, TJ Smith, told the Baltimore Sun news outlet in an interview recorded on video that a transgender woman was found unconscious on the side of the street on the 2400 block of Gulford Avenue around 4:15 a.m. on Monday. And he said the woman was taken to a nearby hospital where she was pronounced dead a short time later. A quote from the spokesperson: "At this time, we don't have a lot to go on. We know there was some sort of argument that took place, and during that argument, it looks like a person, one individual, pulled out a gun and shot the female and left her on the side of the street. So this nigga, I don't know what this cop's deal is or this cop spokesperson deal is, but according to the way this is journalified, they are making sure real focused to not misgender the homie. I can dig it. You're still a fucking pig, but I can dig it. In a Facebook posting, the Baltimore Transgender Alliance identified the murdered woman by the first name Tidy, T-Y-D-I. And, quote, from the Facebook post, "We deeply mourn the passing of Tidy and send our condolences to her family, friends, and the entire transgender and gender non-conforming community throughout Maryland and beyond," end quote. It said that the post said there would be a vigil that would be held in Tidy's honor on Friday, November 30th. Oh, damn. Yeah, so this story is some days old, as right now it is indeed December 5th, and I missed the deadline for that that Google black podcaster thing. And the location wasn't announced at the time of the posting. Alright? So I'll link this as well. It's so many black trans women get murdered, you know, it's even the wine cellar is falling behind. You know, I suggest keeping up with news outlets like this one. I think there's them.us, I think is a website. Pinknews.co.uk. Big Gay News, you want to keep up with them. I think those are probably some of the outlets that'll definitely help you keep up. This one, from the picture I'm looking at, this appears to be a white trans woman here. And this outlet is called Out.com. All right. And Skibby Flibby Dibby Doo. This article is from December 4th, yesterday. All right. And Vogue's first ever transgender columnist aims to be the next Carrie Bradshaw. I don't know who that is. Hopefully they're pretty cool. All right. Let's take a look here. This is a quote from the... from the individual, and they said, "I'm basically Carrie Bradshaw now." All right, and her name is Paris Lees, and that is L-E-E-S, Paris Lees, and hopes to be the new Carrie Bradshaw, and said, "It's like, how did I do that?" So the announcement marks the first time in Vogue history that an openly transgender person will hold a recurring column at the title. It puts Lees in a lineage of trans women that have worked with the brand, one that is thought to have begun when model April Ashley shot with British Vogue in 1960. Lees first appeared in the shoot for the magazine's February issue that celebrated the 100th anniversary of white women securing the right to vote, and black women came 2 years later in 1920. But has since evolved her relationship with the editors to deliver her dispatches as a millennial woman living in London. All right, and we'll also go ahead and link this with the web post and YouTube upload with this here. All right, and over here off of Reuters, which I'm pretty sure that's how that's pronounced, right? R-E-U-T-E-R-S, Reuters. They have an article up. I don't see the date. There, November 27th. All right. A few days ago. Protect Indian sex workers' rights to reject rehab, say campaigners after reports of abuse. So off to Mumbai, reporters of forced labor at a shelter for abused women run by a charity in India sparked fresh fears on Monday that the country's long-awaited anti-trafficking bill could lead to consenting sex workers being locked up and treated like victims. They're victims of capitalism, not acquiring capital in capitalism. The lower house of the Indian Parliament cleared the anti-trafficking bill in July this year, and it is expected to be tabled in the upper house in December. India's women's minister has said it aims to unify existing anti-trafficking laws, prioritize survivors' needs, and prevent victims such as those found in brothel raids from being arrested and jailed like traffickers. We'll see where that goes. Anti-trafficking bills always work well for sex workers, right? Right. All right, Facebook Live, I'm going to get the heck out of here. Facebook and YouTube. And for podcast audio listeners, we're going to play a little bit extra from a cis woman that worked as a dominatrix arguing for sex workers' rights. All right, so we're going to get that coming up, and then we'll close out the podcast audio. So Facebook Live, you're out of there. And YouTube, you're next, fuckers. Don't think you're not. You ain't special. Damn YouTubers. Come on.
I can talk about being a sex worker because I fall into that legal gray area of a dominatrix. I'm not going to get in trouble for the things I did necessarily. But then there's more people who don't have a voice or can't have a voice. If people are working on the streets, if people are working in brothels or boudoirs where they can't be out there and vocal about their working conditions, the working climate, then they kind of get silenced. It leaves out a lot of people who aren't able-bodied, who aren't cisgendered, who aren't that like typical pretty white cis femme. And that's like predominantly a lot of sex workers. Because it's one of those unregulated industries, I feel like the job description is kind of up for interpretation. In my personal opinion, being a dominatrix is exploring BDSM activities, usually for payment, with a client. And that can range from anything from like slapping, hitting, spanking, all that stuff, to more of like the psychological elements like humiliation and manipulation and financial domination, like that kind of stuff. I'm originally from the United Kingdom, but I've lived in the United States for most of my life. I was having difficulty with my immigration status. I was getting to the point where I literally couldn't afford to eat or get a green card. I was also like doing some jobs on the side, like producing parties, and I ended up being in a dungeon one time trying to hire dominatrixes for a party to like set the scene. And when I was offering them like, hey, I can give you, you know, X amount of money for the night, they laughed at me and I was like, what? That's like a good amount of money. And they were like, you don't know how much money we make a night. And they told me and I was like, okay, how do I get a job here? It can be anything from like, you know, $50 for a certain quick activity that you're gonna be doing multiple times a day to a couple thousand for something that is extremely long, winded, you've planned it, there's even a script, there's an outfit, there's, you know, it can go into the thousands. So this was kind of my way of being able to work and contribute and not get deported. Some people have the idea of like, oh, if something goes wrong, I can call the police. Well, you can't do that when you're a sex worker because you're probably going to be the one who's going to get in trouble. I ended up getting sexually assaulted by a police officer that was undercover. They told me they were going to arrest me. I freaked out. I'm crying and panicking. And they offered as an alternative that I could perform a sexual act and not get arrested. Because I didn't, you know, I probably would have got deported. And still this day, I like think about every time I call the police, it could be that police officer. My story is sadly kind of typical. It happens frequently. Though my experience is very bad, it's not as bad as some of the experiences that could happen. You know, you look at like the death rates of, you know, black and trans sex workers just this year. It's insane. I'm not a sex worker anymore, but I still have the same ideas, the same passions, the same need to help people, and the same opinions that sex work is real work. I am the owner and founder of Wildflower, which is a non-binary sexual wellness store. I had a lot of experiences going to sex toy stores with trans friends, trans co-workers, when I was a sex worker, and it's completely alienating. I think it's important to speak about my story. Obviously, I worked as a dominatrix, but part of my experience wasn't positive. You can't really tell people around you that's happened because half of people are like, oh, you deserve it because that's the job you do. And it's like, no, nobody deserves to be treated like that. I think that to make it more legitimate, we need to talk about all those nuanced things. Like, people complain about their jobs all the time. Why can't we talk about that in sex work too? And not just in a way of demanding legislation and respect from other people, but with each other. I think it's really important to talk about the difficulties we're having together.
All right, and this is Phoenix Kaleeder's job again. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Thanks for checking us out. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.